Yep, hi, it's Neville here. It's Friday, April the 24th, and I was just thinking about Audioboo, noticing something I observed, I've been observing, I guess over the past week, if not more, that one of the Twitter IDs that I follow is Audioboo, and I just noticed that all I keep seeing are increasingly the little purple icon for Audioboo indicating someone's just posted another Audioboo or a boo. And I just wondered, what's the growth of Audioboo? It's clearly got to be growing like crazy just based on observations like that, unless I'm just simply seeing stuff when I log on, people are doing Audioboos. But it's not, because I noticed just a bit ago, Mark Rock has finally got around to, or being able to, publish some stats for Audioboo, and these are very interesting to note. So Mark started posting these about 5 o'clock UK time, and he says later than that, quarter to seven. Okay, interesting. 339,000 Audioboo files served in the past week. That's recordings. 18,000 audio clips created. Not sure what that means in the context. Oh, okay, fine. So 18,000 clips created. They've been accessed 339,000 times. There's 12,357 registered users. 20,000 Audioboo apps installed in total. That's the iPhone app, I guess. 62 PhoneBoo users, but it's not released, so don't tell anyone, his tweet says. Stephen Fry. This is interesting. Stephen Fry is an Audioboo. He's got his own servers for his Audioboos. And Mark's tweet says, Stephen Fry maxed out the servers with 55 plays per second, just up from the G20, which is at 50 plays per second. And he continues, 2 million audio downloads since the launch of Audioboo. Now, I can't remember when Audioboo launched. What was it, 2 months ago, something like that? Here's an interesting one. Server costs, this is for Audioboo itself, up 400%. Gulp, says Mark. 57,102 page views yesterday. Top referring site for Audioboo, guess, he says. And the answers to me would immediately jump to mind, Twitter. Next is Guido Fawkes. Now, that's the orderorder.com, the political right-wing blogger. Very interesting. So I think these are very interesting numbers for Audioboo. The traffic must be, half in the UK still, although I note numbers of people I know who are beginning to use it. A good example this afternoon, Barbara Nixon, who's in, I think you're in Atlanta, aren't you, Barbara, who's paying attention to Audioboo, and she's got a Palm Trio and wishing it were available on that platform. And I seem to recall reading somewhere that Audioboo is planning to roll out the audio app to other platforms, not just iPhone. But interesting stats. It's got me thinking about this from a business point of view, and I can clearly see some benefit. But those are very interesting growth numbers. Well done, Audioboo. I think you've got a terrific product, and great to see that kind of growth.